Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Pei Dal and begin the 10th parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learn about include Machlikis Rebbe v'Chacham regarding Baal Mum. Rebbe Yemi b'Misa, v'Chacham Yemi b'Azhara. If a blemish Kohen performed the Avodah, the Rebbe holds that he is liable to Misa b'Dei Shemayim, while the Chacham hold he gets only Malkus but not Misa. The Machlikis Rebbe v'Chacham regarding Hezid b'Me'ila. Rebbe Yemi b'Misa, v'Chacham Yemi b'Azhara. If a person benefited from Hektish intentionally, Rebbe holds he is liable to Misa b'dei Shemayim, while the Chacham holds he gets only Malkus but not Misa. The three opinions regarding Zar Sheshimesh b'Mikdash, if Yisrael performed the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, B'Kiva in the Mishnah holds B'Chenek, B'Kiva in the Braisa holds B'Skila, and the Chacham holds B'Misa b'dei Shemayim. The Machlik is regarding Navi Shehediach, a prophet who persuades others to worship Avodah Zar. Shimon holds B'Chenek, while the Chacham holds B'Skila. The next parak discusses Elohein HaNechnokin, the seven transgressions that are punishable with chenek, choking. The sources for the halachas of Maki Av Ve'imoy, a person who hits his father or mother. Bechenek, he gets chenek. Hakob B'Lei Misa, even if he only hit them but they did not die. Bechabura, but only if their skin became bruised. The sources for Ben Makas Dam La'aviv, a son is permitted to draw blood from his father for medical purposes such as bloodletting, even though this creates a chabura.